Blog Talk Radio.
Radio program. I'm Susan Laris and Dan, and what a wonderful energy we have building around the show tonight. I can really feel it from so many callers already on the line to talk to somebody that I have honestly known for quite a long while, although over the years we haven't always communicated, but she's one of the first people I came in contact with after my own awakening, and her name is Shelley Dressel. Now, Shelley is extremely gifted, and she has such a warm and wonderful energy that I know you're going to enjoy tonight. I'm going to tell you right at the outset that we're getting quite a few callers on the line. If you would like a reading tonight, now is a good time to call and get in that queue, and that number is 310-807-5104. And let me just tell you a little bit about Shelley. She actually works with so many different wonderful sources, and I think that's going to be so helpful for all of us tonight. She started channeling in the 1990s, and I actually first encountered her sometime after, I don't know, it must have been around 2004, something like that. My own dramatic awakening happened around 2003. Now, she came in contact with something that she calls the Goddess of Creation, or actually the Goddess of Creation names herself, and we will be talking about this in a moment. And it is all about love and joy and the most wonderful communications. She can connect to so many different energies, angels, teachers, guides, dolphins, animals, people on the other side, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Megatron, Sananda, God, which is the source of everything, and Goddess, also the balanced divine feminine source of everything. So I want to call your attention to her website right at the outset, although I invite you to be careful not to click on her. You may get called away from the show page. If you do that, just click on it so it opens in a different window with your right mouse button. goddesslight.net. If you're actually viewing the page, I know some of you aren't able to see it, but if you see it, it is there on the show page. So, and again, call in if you'd like a live reading tonight. That number is 310-807-5104. We also have a chat room going live. I'm in the chat. Shelley is in the chat tonight. Some of you came in before the chat got initiated, so you may want to reload your show page. If you want to see the chat, which means it'll restart the show for a second, but if you want to get in the chat, I think we'll have a nice high-energy discussion there. All right, well, without any further delay, I am just so happy here to bring Shelley Dressel on the line. Hello, Shelley. Welcome to my show.
Hi, Susan. This is just so lovely to be here. I'm really thrilled, and I really appreciate you reaching out and inviting me to come and share this time with you, because I love your energy. I've been watching it for, just as you said, isn't it so funny?
Oh,
I think
yes.
This is how we all are in life, how you can know someone, we're friends, we chat from time to time, and
mm-hmm.
then something just clicks all of a sudden and say, hey, let's do this.
Yes, and you know, it's funny, you have been in my thoughts, on and off, I've thought, you know, I should invite Shelley. I should invite Shelley because you're just, you are so involved in so many cool events and doing so much beautiful work. I think the fun part of all of this, and you got started so early compared to many of us, I have to say, it's so fun to watch people grow. Isn't that fun? I mean, when you first met me, I was just a participant in an audio chat. It was audio video, actually, chat room, and it was a spiritual community, and you would come in sometimes. And, you know, you just had such a warm, accepting energy, which is what I needed back then. And, you know,
wonderful.
One thing I want to people who are listening here who may come from different belief systems, I came from a very conservative place, and Shelley connects to the most loving creator energy. I mean, this is God. This is nothing to fear. It is just a beautiful energy that you connect to and create.
Well, thank you so very, very much. And I, when you're talking about the opening up like that, I can absolutely relate to that because, like you said, it was in the 90s, like 94, 95, something like that, that I began channeling. And I always like to kind of bring up the story because I know there are so many amazing, gifted people that their whole entire life they're open and they're aware and they have all these various experiences. But I always like to say, well, I'm not one of them. Because I was an ICU nurse, but very left-brained and very task-oriented. And so when I first began going on this pathway, I would keep hearing, I wanted to do Reiki, and I did Reiki. I wanted to take classes in spiritual development. I took the classes. And that's when I began to just hear voices. And as I would hear the voices, I would just begin to realize, you know what, I don't want to just guess what they're saying. I want to have conversations. So it's almost as if every single step of the way that things have opened up for me has been through just, oh, well, I think I'd like that. Oh, well, I think I'd like that. And I think that's what it is for most everybody. You need to just listen to those little voices or listen to that feeling that you have inside of yourself that may be saying, let me try something different. Let me go try this. Because truly, 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 everyone can do anything. It's just a matter of figuring out the rhythm, the vibration, or the way in which it works for you.
Yes. Yes, I so love that because it never really ends, does it, Shelley? We keep expanding and expanding. I mean, I'm going through a process where I'm opening up to new things all the time, and it just makes life so wonderful to be that way, to be so much more open and not in fear, which is why I called this show The Frontier Beyond Fear, so that we can be open to the wonderful broader world and universe and multiverse that's available to us.
Well, so, I agree, and I've looked through, I've gone through a lot of your archives, and Susan, you've just had such a diversity of people here, and that's what I've really enjoyed seeing, and I think that's what we're all about. With when you have 7.9 billion people upon the earth, it's got to be a lot of diversity.
Yes, and well, you know, I have had so much fun, and just like you, I have my left brain aspect. You know, I started in math and computer science, and so it's funny how all the parts of our past feed into our present, because now sometimes I'll bring on a scientist who's awakened and wants to share some alternative view, and they want to come on because they know that I have some background, and so it's amazing how the pieces fall into place, and I love to have a diverse show. I think that's what it's all about, is coming together and sharing in a space of love. That's what I want for my show.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much. From my perception, I think that's what you have, and I really appreciate that I get to be a part of that.
Thank you. Well, we're getting more and more callers on the line. So I thought what I would ask you to do, Shelley, is I know I gave an introduction as to the energies you connect to, but I wonder if you could, in your own way, talk to the callers that you're going to be talking with tonight in a general sense and tell us, you know, just what you'll be connecting to and how they might pose questions to you and just give them some guidance right at the outset.
Okay, I'll be glad to. Let's see here. Whew, you know, okay, so
You're
I'm laughing because
already.
I already could feel myself going in and out of channel. So,
I know, and
this is when I need to just kind of stop and take a second here as I'm talking to you and just really ground myself. So when I'm channeling, I'm okay.
If it comes
I'm
through,
sorry.
Let it flow. Just let it flow. However, whatever question,
that's what I'm
going
to do. So we greet you, everybody, and we are so very pleased to be able to spend this time with everyone. We are the group of energies that are within and around Shelley on a very consistent basis. There are some of us change from time to time. As she has said and as Susan was speaking, the goddess of creation is the foundation of our energies. And she is actually she's the balance of masculine and feminine in God's source energy. And she does represent the all that is. So as you are speaking with us today or as you are asking us a question, we are looking at you from the source energy that is the all that is. And as we look at you, sometimes it's a little bit of giving you an overview or a higher perspective of your life. Sometimes we can stream the consciousness down and give you something that is very grounded and in the moment. We never know how it's going to come out for each individual. But we do wish for you to know that everything we say comes from the highest light being, and that we always bring only that which is in the best interest for those concerned. And so people, whenever we say that, that's how we kind of preface everything. And sometimes we say it out loud. Sometimes it's just an intention. But we do always like to say it out loud when we're with a group of people that might not be as familiar with us. And part of the reason that we say that is that you know and that you are comfortable knowing that those speaking with you right now come from that high light vibration. And sometimes when people say to me, well, you're just telling me what I want to hear, and that's not true in the least. We are speaking truthfully as we perceive and as we see things from our perspective. But if you are on a pathway of something that is in your best interest, then we are going to amplify those energies for you and perhaps give you more alternatives for how to get from point A to point B as you are moving through your pathway. We do love to connect with those from the other side. We love to connect with the animals upon the earth. The animal kingdom is shifting quite dramatically at this time. Just as all of the people who live upon the earth are expanding into the higher, lighter dimensions, so too are the animals in support. The animals and the people are in support of one another. There is a flow of energy and connection that moves back and forth. So there is less and less distinction at times between them. So therefore, if you would like us to speak with animals, we may speak with animals, and we are always open to whatever it is that you seek to have at this time.
Well, thank you so much for being here. So I am going to bring in the first caller now.
Certainly.
The first caller, and this is how I'm going to do it, callers. I will announce your area code since we have so many calling in. And so I'll announce your area code and then bring you on the line. So the first caller who has been patiently waiting since before the show is at area code 631. So be prepared. I'm about to bring you on the line with Shelley and these wonderful energies that she's bringing forth. And there's
Hello.
A little delay. Here we go. Hello. Welcome
Hello.
To the program. Yes, can you hear me?
I can.
Hello?
Thank you for taking my phone call. Yes, hello.
Yes. What is your first name?
Suzanne.
Welcome, Suzanne.
Hi,
Thank
Suzanne.
You. Hi. My first time calling, and I don't know if you could do readings about relationships or work or things like that.
Sure. We'll be glad to look at anything. And some things come through more clearly and some things, it just depends on the situation and the individual. And so we would ask you that if you just take a moment and take a deep breath in, and as you breathe in, allow our energies to link with you so that we may get some clear information
or my son
for
or
you.
Anything that comes through about my son and me, work, love, anything.
Okay. All right, Suzanne, well, one of the first things that we want to share with you is that we actually see, and when we look at you, as an individual that just is really filled with a lot of light, we see someone who has a passion for life, a passionate interest in anything that you choose to do. And as you bring this passion out into both all of your relationships, your work, and anything that you're doing, it kind of infuses everything that you can do. And at times it may feel as if you become too intense or you care too much. It feels like you might be told that sometimes, or you think to yourself you care too much. But really, when you have that kind of a passionate, intense energy, it's something that can really move you forward in your life. So does this resonate with you, beloved?
Yes.
Okay. So as we're looking at you now and as we're taking into consideration everything, it feels as if you are somewhat on a threshold of change. It feels as if there is an aspect of yourself that you are seeking to integrate right now that will take you into some new directions. And in these new directions, it's about having more of a heart-centered or heartfelt life that you're living. So in other words, we can feel our energies kind of streaming down closer and closer into you. And as we're looking at this, a few of the things that are coming to us have to do with like relationships and work, that the couple of things that you mentioned at the beginning, and it feels like there's a place of transition for that, as if the work that you've been doing has been, it's either gotten old or stagnant or heavy, or it just doesn't feel like it resonates. And so we feel like there's a change in work, there's a change in relationship, there's a change, possibly even a change in where you are living. It's like we see you coming out of something that feels heavy and old and into something that feels bright and fresh. And along with that, it feels like it has to do with your work, relationships. Your son feels like he's a great balance, and it feels like he sometimes can be an anchor to you, as if to just kind of balance or anchor your energies. So whatever it is that you've been going through, it feels like it's coming to completion, and that what's coming forth is a new beginning for you. And in that, we're seeing changes in job, relationship, possibly even where you live. Came through in that. Does that make sense to you? When will this happen?
Yeah.
As we're asking that question, we're going to ask you to take a deep breath in as we link with you for a second, and we want to shift some energy because it feels like there's like some residual energy that you're kind of holding on to. And so if you take a deep breath in and as we link to you, we want to see if we can't pull that up or just shift that. So we're going to bring it up. There we go. Okay, we want to do that one more time. So take in another breath, and then as you breathe out, have a sense of consciously letting go. There we go. Okay, so you've had anxiety about when things are going to happen, and it's created like a knot around your solar plexus. So with shifting things and letting go of that energy, it opened you up to bringing that potential in closer. Our first perception was that it would be like month, 2 months down the road, like in a little bit of a distance. But with that, it feels like it's bringing it up more into the now moment. So as you are seeking to make these changes and step into this new beginning or new reality, do so with that perception of that it is happening right now, and look around you right now as if to look with new eyes. It feels like there are things that you've looked at before that you kind of overlooked because you didn't think it was something that would work for you. So kind of reevaluate things and go back and look again, because it feels like it could happen as quickly as this month of June, but it also feels as if originally it was more like August, so several months down the road. So have the conscious intention of bringing it into the now moment.
And can I ask one more quick question? Do you see my son ever moving back in with me?
Your son moving in with you. You know, it at this point, it doesn't feel like that's a clear reality. We have a sense of a desire to do so. We have a sense of a change coming up with that. But it feels like he's straddling two places or straddling something. And so we do have a sense of a potential, but it doesn't feel like it's in the now moment. It feels more so like maybe 6 months or a year down the road. It doesn't feel like it's right now. But again,
but
continue
like
to work with the energies of that.
Like 6 months
me?
To a year, though? But
it just doesn't feel like it's right now. It feels like it's 6 months to a year or so.
But you do see that maybe happening 6 months to a year?
We see that it is a potential, and that he's the one working with the energies kind of behind the scenes. And that's something that is kind of just, we just see it being worked on many levels, and he's one of the ones that's seeking to create that happening, to make that happen. And so we do see it is a potential. It doesn't feel like it's as heavy and strong as those other potentials we were looking at, but it is definitely out there.
Okay. Well, thank you so
all
much.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you so
much
for calling. Bye.
You're welcome.
Okay. Our next caller is at area code 951, and it is a little slow tonight. We've got a lot of shows going on and a lot of callers on the line, so just be patient here. I'm about to bring you on the line at area code 951. Hello, you're
hi.
On the line. Welcome.
Yes,
what is your
hi.
First name?
Hannah.
Welcome.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just had a question in relation to love life, relationships.
Mm-hmm.
For this year, possibly, or next year.
So again, what we find works for us is that we, like with the first person, we ask you to take a deep breath in, and as you do so, that allows us to link with you more fully. So if you'll take a breath in and invite us to come merge with your energies, that would be great.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So is there someone that you're already seeing? Because it feels like there's someone in your energy field.
Well, my ex-husband still, he has to see children, so he's still kind of, I talk to him, but I'm not in a relationship anymore.
Okay. Well, his energies, when you mentioned your ex-husband and we're looking at you and we were looking at, the guy that's in the energy field, we do believe it is your ex-husband. So when we look at it energetically and we say, what about a relationship for you, it feels like you're already in a relationship. And so energetically, it has not shifted him from being the father of your children and someone that you're co-raising children with. It still feels like another type energy. So we want to just work with your energy and see if we can't just get rid of that, which is the old residual that's hanging over you, because it's still there. It's still there in that form. Okay, so Hannah, take a deep breath down, and as you do so, mm-hmm. just thinking of your ex-husband, thinking of the relationship that you've had in the past that's now transitioning. Bring up any of that old relationship that had to do with a husband-wife, lover-type relationship, and bring that up, bring it up, bring it up. Oh, good. Did you feel that, Hannah, by any chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we felt it all the way down. When Shelley feels it going down her legs and out her feet, then we say, oh, boy, that was a good one. So it felt like there was still a lot of energy residual. Let's try it one more time and see if there's anything else that we're picking up on. So, again, we're going to just kind of stretch through and clear out any of your energy fields, any your thoughts, your beliefs, anything that's in your emotional body, and then just bring it up, bring it up, bring it up, bring it up again. There we go. Okay, so now what we're doing is we're going to consciously shift him over as if to be like on the other side of the kids and have him no longer be a part of your energy field, but instead just to be the father of your children. And as we do so, it's almost like this sparkling light just kind of went through you and just kind of cleared out the space. So now it's more making you open to be able to receive something new to come into your life. And so as we look at you now, it's almost as if the men around you will begin to say, oh, is Hannah available? Oh, I didn't know Hannah was available. And so it feels like it's going to begin to shift the messages that you're sending out to the people around you. That being said, we would share with you that we think that a relationship could come to you at any point. We would say to you, continue to go back and not review, but just work with your own energy bodies to be sure that you are ready and open to receive a new relationship, because as we looked around at that, we felt, and once we let go of that energy that was still kind of too close into you, we had a sense of, oh, gosh, do I really want the hassle? Oh, gosh, do I really want to bring someone else into this mix? And almost feeling as if, yes, I want it, but it's also a bit of a hassle. And so just kind of work with yourself and see, is that a reality for you, or is it something that just kind of came up that way? Does that make any sense to you, beloved?
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. So that being said, just be gentle with yourself, and if it turns out that you really want to go a little more slowly, then let yourself go slowly. If it turns out that you really are ready to move forward and go into something else, it feels to us like there are potentials around you, and that they'll begin to kind of show up at your doorstep, so to speak, meaning that as you go about your business, as you're doing things, just your normal regular activities, we have a sense of you encountering several different guys that you may decide to go out with.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
So good luck
Hannah.
To you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Yeah, thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Hannah. Good luck with that. I know it's going to work. I know you're moving forward.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's just wonderful. I love the energy of tonight. We have a number of callers on the line. I am going to let people know, because we'll be here for a little while this evening. If you want to get in the queue, the number is 310-807-5104. And I do invite you to get into the chat room, because I know a number of you, we've got a good number on the line who aren't necessarily in the chat. And you can get in the chat and talk with us there, too, because we are there. So a little bit, or talk with each other. The next caller is actually at kind of an unusual number, and so it may be Skype. Sometimes numbers don't show up. It might be an unknown number. This person called in before the show and has been waiting a little over 30 minutes, so it's going to be really hard for me to say who this is. So just be prepared. It is not. Here, I'll help you. It's not 505. It's not 970, as far as I know. It's not showing up as a number. So I'm going to bring this person on, and we'll see if we can talk with them. I would suggest if you're on the line, when I say talk, just talk, because if it is you, you'll come on the show. So welcome
Hi.
To the show, unknown person.
It's Skype. I know. It's Skype. Good evening.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad that you're here. What is your first name?
You said that so politely.
We never know how it's going to come through, do we?
So politely and discreetly. That was so funny, discreetly. That was cute. It was. First of all, my name is Sharon, okay?
Okay. Oh, welcome.
Did you want the state or anything, or you don't need that?
You
no?
can tell us if
I'm
you
okay.
like. That's always interesting. I mean, if you want to say.
It's just Ohio. That's all. Okay, just so you get
uh-huh.
a little, from, you know. Okay.
You know, that's what
I
love. Excuse me for interrupting you just a second here, but that's what I love about this is that people from all over the place coming together,
yeah.
you know, whatever it is that brings you into this moment, but just people coming together and kind of sharing that time together.
Oh,
yes.
I know.
Yes. We have area codes all over. I mean, just to tell you a little bit, I mean, we've got the whole map. Every area code is different. Isn't that wonderful?
Good.
They're from
yes,
all over.
I love it.
So
I know.
Thanks for being here, Sharon.
Okay, well, my question to you is this evening. First of all, thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
I had an interview yesterday, and I had an interview today, two different companies,
mm-hmm.
and I want to know if I'm going to – I've been looking for work for a while now, a few months, if I'm going to get one of these jobs, and if not, when do you see me getting one? I felt really good about the one. Both of them are great jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Career, how's that? It's not just a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, beloved. So we see that both – we liked both jobs, too, the two interviews that you've had. We see you working immediately within a couple of weeks or within this month of June. It feels like there is a potential that you may either hear back from both of them, and one that feels like might want another interview. But they both just really have a lot of bright light energy around them. The first one seems to have a little more than the second one.
I know. I know what you mean. Yeah, you're right. Go on.
Okay. And so the sense that we get is that once things kind of begin to move forward, you could be working as quickly as a couple of weeks from now. And another one feels like it's just a big, it's either a bigger company or they're interviewing a broader spectrum of people. Yeah. And so the second one feels a little slower.
Well, I got to tell you, I used to work for the company, the second company.
Mm-hmm.
Like almost 20 years ago, and they interviewed me to hire me back. Of course, I've got to go through the whole chain. They're interviewing like five other people. I was the first person. But they are still going to consider me even though I work there, huh? Obviously, you see that.
Well, you know, it's almost like it doesn't feel like it works against you that you had worked there before. If anything, if anything, it kind of gives you an extra little bonus because if it's someone that liked the company and then they want to come back again, you know, they feel like that's kind of a bonus.
So it does look good. Both of the companies look promising. You said oh, my God. When you said I'm going to be working, I have been, I've been so stressed. Oh, I can't even tell you. What else can you pick up on that? You said I could be working by July.
Yeah, it feels like you'll definitely be working by July. And the type of work, we see you wearing dress clothes. That gives you any sense. And, it feels like both of them are kind of corporate jobs. They're kind of corporate jobs. Are they?
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what we thought because we saw you wearing dress clothes and like heels and a skirt or something like that. But anyway, no, it definitely feels like this month you're getting back to work, and it feels like this is what we've seen it with a lot of people that you get these unexpected hiatus in your life where you're unemployed or you have something, and we really wish that we could take the stress out of it so people could just enjoy their extended vacation. But unfortunately, it's just so stressful. Most people don't enjoy it.
Am I going to get my spirit back? I just haven't been myself over all this. I will get my spirit back, won't I?
Well, you know what? It's time for you to change. It's time for you to embrace a bigger aspect of your own energy. It's time for you to consider that that this was more than just, let's not have you work for a while and give you some extra stress in your life. This has more so been about you and the choices that you've made in your life and you and the choices of where you want to go forward in your life. And so when you kind of find yourself coming back into balance and coming back into this space, our sense of it is that you're going to feel more of who you are. And so one of the things that we like to talk about with people a lot is about expanding that stream of consciousness that links with your divinity and allowing it to just really fill you up with more and more energy so that it supports you through anything that you're doing. And then as you're going into a new venture of starting a new job, you walk in there with the confidence that comes from within you, from that divine essence of who you are. And then as you're meeting new people and you're doing it through the joy and the excitement of not only being back at work, but just, I'm on a new venture here, and I'm really allowing myself to experience it and be in the moment. So that's what we would say to you. Really focus on your breathing and meditation and consciously opening up to your divinity and allowing more and more of that to come through you.
And it's going to be a good job. I'm going to stay there. Right? Yes.
That was a given. Let's look down the line, let's say like 6 months, a year. It does feel like you're when we look down the next 2 to 3 years, it feels like you're still working and it feels like it's the same job.
Okay.
So, yes, it feels consistent to us.
Okay. Listen, thank you so much. I'll let you get your other callers. You made my evening. I'm telling you, you did.
Aww. Oh, good. So we're very happy to do that. But you are the one who already did all the work. You're the one that's already put yourself out there, gone to the interviews, found the potentials and stuff like that.
And put myself through so much stress, which is so unnecessary.
Exactly.
You understand.
But
I know.
We may say that till we're blue in the face of our non-face people. But we can't take away a stress from someone. It is what it is.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Sharon.
Have a
Thanks
nice
for
evening.
Calling.
Okay. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have a lot of calls on the line. They're just being drawn to the energy, which is wonderful. Our next call is at area code 505. So if you're at 505, I'm about to bring you on the show.
Hello.
Take a second. Here we go. Here we go. Welcome. What is your first name? And you can tell us where you're calling from, the state or the city, if you like.
Well, I'm in the Southwest, but my
That's
name
fine.
Is Patricia.
Uh-huh. Welcome.
And I am so glad to be here tonight with you. Thank you so much for doing a reading for me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Patricia, and thank you for your patience in calling in.
Thank you. Okay. Well, my question here is, I'm on a path that I'm very happy with. I'm just so excited with all the things that are happening to me spiritually. And I'm trying to put the pieces together as far as what I'm doing for employment and following my divine path and my destiny. And, of course, I would like to have a divine partner to be with me for the rest of this path. So I'd like to just ask you, you know, what's ahead for me? What's coming? Am I doing the right thing? Am I right on path?
Mm-hmm. You know, we had a conflicting information, not information, but conflicting perception as we were listening to you talk. At the very beginning, I'm sorry that we don't remember specific words, but you were talking about your intention and the pathway that you were on, and our sense around that was, oh, how beautiful, oh, how lovely to hear her be so clear and specific about what she's putting out to the universe. And yet, as we looked at your energy, it wasn't in sync with that, meaning that your intention of what you want to do and your intention of where you are going is a little bit different than where you either unconsciously or consciously feel like you are. And so the way to manifest is indeed finding yourself in the vibration of that which you seek. But in you, we're just feeling slightly discordant. And so what we'd like to do is work with you for a second in breathing and kind of try to shift some of that energy so that you can let go. And the old resistance feels like it's like when you said that you've gone on to a new pathway, you've made some conscious choices and you're trying to do new things, it really truly was like you were kind of peeling away layers of energy and peeling away layers of old thought process. And as you've done that, it's like some of that has just been stuck to your energy, like what do you say, like you've peeled it off and now you're dragging it along behind you like a train behind a dress or something like that. And so that's why we feel like we'd like to help you get rid of that. Does this resonate with you at all?
Well, as you were clearing from the other callers, I was doing the clearing myself. There's a sister of mine that I was blowing out of my energy.
Okay, maybe that's
negative.
It.
She has been a negative force, and she's about the only... there's been a lot of people that have been released from my life. I had to release myself from them because of their negative vibrations. And she's the last one that I'm just really having a little bit of problems with, releasing completely, even though I haven't seen her in 10 years. But I feel her energy every once in a while. And I really
Well, we feel like there's a real deep cord that's aligned between the two of you. Were you guys kind of close in age?
She's 9 years older than me.
Oh, it doesn't feel like that to us. It feels like being close in age and close, you know, close for a lot of years growing up, and it just feels like there's a lot of closeness. And then it's just like you both then just chose totally different pathways, and she's still just kind of stuck on there. So let's work with her energy, and we feel her very distinctly within and around you. So if you'll take a moment, I do apologize. I was trying to write down your name, but I didn't write down your name. Please,
Patricia.
Patricia, okay. All right, Patricia. So as we're looking at you, Patricia, we're going to reach out, and anything that has to do with your sister, okay, we feel it all the way in through your solar plexus, and it's almost like it goes a little bit around your spine type of thing. Do you have low back pain? Or have you had been?
Maybe once in a great, great, great way. while, I have more neck pain than anything.
Okay, because this we're feeling kind of down in your low back. So we're going to look at the neck in a second, but this that we see kind of wrapped around you, we want to go to wherever the tip of it is, and we use Archangel Raphael. He's always the one that kind of likes to go inside and work from the inside, and then Archangel Michael with his sword of light, he just illuminates that which is at the tips of his, you know, whatever this is that's linked to you in your lower back. And then we go to, there we go, and then we just kind of begin to release that, and then we very gently pull it out. And then as if we're pulling out by the roots, as if we're pulling out every single aspect of that, we want to just gently bring it out, bring it out, bring it out. Oh, goodness, that was a good one. Could you feel that?
It's interesting because I felt when you did the first caller, I felt mm-hmm. something. I was tapping in. I mean, you know, because I was trying to do the same thing for myself. So, yes.
Uh-huh.
I felt it in my, I felt you doing it with the callers. And then just now, I felt a little tingle in my heart.
Oh, good.
Like a little,
good.
Yeah, a little tightness.
Yeah, people feel it all over. That was another one that just was a surge that went from Shelley's heart down her abdomen, down her legs, and into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt like a big one to us. So we're going to go down where that was, and we see Michael with his sword again, and he's just going to illuminate all of this area, and he's going to infuse that energy of light and just kind of seal off everything that's there. Seal off so that it can no longer come back and reconnect with you. And then as we come out through your solar plexus, we want to just clear out that energy body and make sure that everything that's aligned with your sister, anything aligned with anybody else who may be pulling you back or pulling you down, we want to bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Ah, there it goes. Good. Good. Okay, so we'll look at your neck real briefly for a moment, and let's see what we can find up there. Now, the neck feels like it's other family members. We're getting more of a masculine energy here, and it feels like it almost goes down a little more so down the left side or, you know, down one side of your neck than the other. And so we're just going to work with that. Whew. There we go. Whew. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
That feels better to us. Okay, so... We know you asked us a question back a little ways ago, but it's like with everything that we're releasing, it just opens up another door. And as we were just working with that in your neck, then we suddenly had a sense of being stabbed in the back. And so we feel like we need to kind of address that too. It's like we're just trying to get everything. But we know everyone's waiting, so we're going to go as quick as we can. Just kind of circle through that. Just focus on that energy and then just bring that out.
Wow.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Ooh, boy. So, in other words, you've done a lot of great work because that's what allowed us to be able to see everything and to be able to release. We feel like we released three kind of major things with you. And so as we're looking at you now, we just want to wash over the energy of light and just wash over the energy of love. Let it go through everything within and around you. It feels like you can kind of move your shoulders around a little better. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel light, and it's brought some joy to me, so thank you. Yes.
Fantastic. That's exactly the way that, you know, people feel it in different ways, but that's the vast majority of people talk about it. They feel lighter, they feel brighter, they feel joy, they feel, you know, something that is moving towards feeling happiness and light. So having said all of this, now as we go back and you speak about your journey and wanting to have a partner that's in, you know, that's in the joy and the love of this journey, work that really reflects that, a home, now it feels like it really resonates with your energy as you talk about those things. So we're just going to kind of amplify all of that with you and just kind of send it forwards, backwards, up and down throughout time, space, reality around you so that you will manifest the work. We see that you're in a very good place. We see that this is kind of sort of the culmination of all those many things you've been doing already. And we feel like this summer is going to be a summer of a lot of transitions. You've already been on a pathway, and it's coming to completion, that resolving of everything. And so you've already begun that process of stepping forward. It feels like since the spring equinox, you've been, it's like, okay, completed at the equinox and really has been stepping out since that time. So, yes, these things you are seeking are coming. They feel like you need to continue on this clearing of that energy and being in alignment with your divinity, just like the previous caller, so that will kind of keep you in that space that you want to be in. And just one last thing, it feels like the sister is kind of an energy vampire because we can feel her energies already trying to reconnect to you. So be very conscious of kind of, well, we've sealed everything off right now, but that you continue to do the same. And if you think of her, just have, or if she comes to your mind, it's probably because she's reaching out or something, and have that conscious intention of just flowing the energy through your body so that she's no longer able to connect to you.
Okay, yes, you are correct. I did used to feel like a vampire was coming after me. So I want
exactly.
to thank you so much for clearing that for me. And this is
well,
a very
welcome.
Important. Very important.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
And so now be aware that it does make a change in every other aspect of your life.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia, for coming on.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, we are just having a wonderful evening. Every time you clear someone, I feel clearer. I'm right here on the line, and I'm enjoying this. I'll be so light. At the end of this,
well,
I'll
you know, that's the way it works. Is what works for one works for everyone, and it's just the beauty of this energy. And when you're in the fifth dimension, and when you're in the place of a heart-centered community, you know what? We never really did talk about it, but I have a free teleconference,
and this
past week when I had the. When I had the teleconference, what we were talking about was living a heart-centered life. And so that's exactly what we're talking about with all this energy work that we're doing here, is that what works for one clears the energies for the rest.
It's so true. And I find that whenever I have someone like you on the show, Shelley, and all the energies that are here with us, I learn things. You know, I invite callers, listen to these readings closely, because sometimes you'll hear synchronistic things, even for callers who may not manage to get on, although we will get as many as we can, and so I won't talk too long, but something, it happens so much, doesn't it, where you'll hear something, and it's just so magically relevant to your own question
well,
in
and
your head.
Yeah, I agree completely, and I've had people send me emails afterwards saying, boy, I felt like they were just talking directly to me, even though it was someone else asking a question.
Yes, so listen out there, and I'm listening too. We're all listening. So I'm having fun. I think this is just wonderful. So
awesome.
And we have another patient caller on the line, and I know some of you have waiting a while and maybe had to leave, and we just have quite a few of you on. And if it starts getting low and I feel like we can bring in more, I will let you know. Right now we have quite a few in the queue, so I'm not going to – but if you feel guided to call, go ahead and call. I don't want to stop anyone. So 310-807-5104 is the number, because sometimes interesting random things happen to get people on. So the next caller – is at area code 970, very patient individual who's been on the line for quite a while. So I'm about to bring you on at 970.
Hello,
welcome.
My name is... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, good.
Oh, I just wanted to say my name is Patty. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a little excited, so I kind of...
Yeah, sorry.
We love it. Thank you, Patty.
Well, gosh, I just think this is great. I would love to hear from Spirit about whether or not whether they feel I'm on the right path. What's most important to me is my spiritual growth, and I feel I've been drawn to different places and experiences that have really helped me to open myself up to that. And so I'm wondering what they think and what they feel,
mm-hmm.
and just whatever comes through.
Okay. Well, Patty, we want to share with you our first perception when we linked with you. It was dancing for joy, like you're jumping up and down on the side of the football field and your hands are over your head and bright light is streaming out from the top of your head. So when you asked, am I on the right path, that was our response. the side of the football field saying, yes, 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 go, go, go. When we look a little bit more deeply just to say, okay, is there more that we need to know about this, we see you as one of those very inquisitive people. You probably have been learning about things almost your entire life, and it's something that you will do throughout your life because you're just always inquisitive. You
mm-hmm.
always want to learn.
Yeah.
What's the latest? What's the newest? What's going to make me go another few miles or inches or whatever it may be? You just always are getting nudged along, and then you listen to the intuition when that's being said. Our senses of you being extremely open, and if anything, just be very conscious that sometimes you may take on other people's emotions and energies. And so when you feel sometimes like, oh, I'm feeling just kind of weighed down today, and you just breathe and you release things, then be aware that you might be just letting go of other people's things and it's not just your own. We think sometimes you think your perception is, oh, I'm all caught up in something. What's going on with me? What's the matter? And it's really nothing to do with you. It's to do with other people. So are on the right path.
I've come to that realization.
Oh, excuse me?
You are so right on.
Good,
I've come to that realization that I'm picking up other people's stuff. And some
mm-hmm.
of the baggage that I'm carrying may not necessarily be all my own, but it's other people's. And so I'm trying to really separate what's my stuff and what's their stuff.
Well,
and I find
here's the thing. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I find that, I'm very giving, and I really don't want to draw in people who want to take my energy from me, like those energy
mm-hmm.
vampires. And I feel like
mm-hmm.
I've had a few people come into my life who have tried to do that. Is there
mm-hmm.
is there anyone around me right now? Because I'm very conscious of wanting to stay in my own power, you know.
You know, honestly, we don't see anyone right at this moment.
Okay.
What we wanted to share with you as we were listening to that last little bit is about boundaries. When you are very clear on what your boundaries are, that allows you to not only kind of keep your energy kind of closed within you but or in the flow of you, but it also is what lets other people say, like you said, we can see that you're very giving. So people ask, will you do this? Will you do this? Will you do this? And you decide, yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do this. No, I won't do that. And you're just very clear in the definition for yourself of what you will do. And we feel that sometimes you still allow yourself to just give and give and give until it gets to the point where you're feeling irritable and then you're lashing out instead of giving with joy. So
that's
that
true.
Learning what
yeah.
your boundaries are and learning what you are willing to do will help you to have a stronger perception of that. We feel like there have been energy vampires around you just like that previous individual, but whatever you've
yeah.
done to clear them has cleared them because we don't see anyone as of this moment.
Oh, good, good. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's about just protecting yourself, you know, blessing other people, but making sure that you're protected and, you know, in your own power, I guess.
Well, we're really pleased you brought that up because we feel that when individuals are very clear as that you are the human, and then there's the stream of consciousness that goes straight up to your divinity. You go through your higher self, you go to your I Am presence, and that is a thread of consciousness that can be as tiny as a thread or as wide open as your entire physical body or even bigger. So when you focus upon that stream of consciousness that goes to your divinity and on having it be open and open to a flow and allowing a flow to move through you, coming straight down within you, filling you up first and foremost, then you don't really need to worry about protection because you are you. You are in the balance of your divine essence. And when one is in the balance of their divine essence, you don't need to even worry about protection because you are automatically in a space that is immune, so to speak. So the times when people feel that they need protection is when they feel depleted and when they feel like there's not enough to go around. So be conscious and focus upon breathing in your divinity and letting that go through you.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. If I can ask a quick question about some unusual experiences I had as in my life. There was one experience I had as a teenager where I had a very close encounter with some type of craft, and I always wondered if it was government or if it was extraterrestrial. I feel like I was kind of meant to see that, see what I did, regardless of what it was.
It feels as if it was ET-based, and it feels as if there's fear aligned with it because that was a lot of the consciousness at that time. It didn't feel like it was anything that you needed to be afraid of.
No.
But it feels like perhaps that's a part of what's coming in the future at some point as a connection or a communication to take you to the next level.
Oh, okay. You know, yeah, there was a quick there was nothing known at that time, and there was a fear there that you know, what is happening? I could be abducted or something. But I really, deep down, I didn't feel like there was anything to be afraid of.
Awesome. Well, we confirm that for you.
Okay, great. Yeah, okay, that's kind of what I felt, too, was that it was extraterrestrial.
Excellent. How fun for you. There are more and more of the ETs that are coming into the Earth at this time, and they will manifest in a way that people can see them. Sometimes they look like other humans. Sometimes they look like transparent energies. So the veil is gone, and they are much. It is the higher our vibration, the easier it is for them to come and be with people upon the Earth.
Do you feel like they were wanting me to see them, and do you feel like there was a connection between us? Or
it felt like it was an essence or an energy of the of yourself that comes from your divinity, that's of that high light vibration, and it was there only to create a trigger for something that would come later.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, thank you. I've always carried that question with me, so I just wanted to ask. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Well, thank you
so much,
Patty, for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Yeah, you have a wonderful evening.
Awesome. That was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. You know what's so interesting is before the show we wondered if we might talk about ETs. Well, there you go.
That's right, I did, didn't I?
Yes, yes. So a caller brought it in. We are headed towards the top of the hour here, and so we're doing great. We still have a number of calls in the queue. For those of you just joining us, I know some of the other spiritual shows are ending for the previous hour, and we are seeing more people coming in, and we seem to be trending quite well tonight, so I'm really thankful to the people coming into the show tonight. Just want to let you know you're listening to the Frontier Beyond Fear, and the website is frontierbeyondfear.com if you want to learn about the show. And tonight's guest is Shelley Dressel, and her website is goddesslight.net, and she is doing readings for callers. We have quite a few people still on the line, but if you feel like you'd like to call, in case sometimes people do drop off the line, I watch that happen, people do sometimes, and that number is 310-807-5104. So I think we're just having a wonderful evening here. I'm really enjoying the energy of it. I'm so thankful to have you here with us tonight.
Well, thank you, and I am too, Susan. This is just, it's just fun to do this, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, the energies are, everything is responding because I'm just watching how we're being uplifted. There are a lot of shows that go on any night on Blog Talk Radio, and we're just, more and more people are being drawn to the energy here. And so we're truly blessed to have you here. I mean, it's just wonderful. So,
oh, that's really cool. I love that.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'll let you know if we make it to the front page, because sometimes we do. Right now we're number two in spirituality. I mean, there are no rankings. I mean, it's all love-based, but it's just we're being truly blessed with some abundant energies here tonight. So I'm going to welcome another caller. And the next caller has also been very patient. All of our callers have been patient tonight, and I'm so thankful. And I know you're having a wonderful time talking with Shelley and these beautiful energies, so loving, that she's bringing through. And the next caller is at area code 404. So I'm about to bring you on the line.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
What is
Hello
your first
there.
Name?
How are you?
I'm fine. My name is T, and I'm calling from New Jersey today.
Okay, thank you. And what can we do for you tonight?
Just curious about jobs. Just been looking for a job. And just want to know if you see anything coming soon.
Okay. You know, it feels like there's a lot of – isn't this interesting? I love this, how we're able to work with so many people, because as I look at you too, I also have that sense of stuck energy, that sense of, you know, just wanting to it feels like you've either been looking for a new job or have been out of a job for a while, and so it just feels to us as if you're just kind of in a place that's stuck. And so we want to share with you that we'd like to go ahead and see if we can't we can't clear that up again. Does that resonate with you? Are you feeling that yourself?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's see. Give us a second here. All right. So as we reach out for you, we want to invite you to just take a deep breath in. Breathing all the way down inside of yourself. And now everything that, okay. Yeah, we see this fear is related to being without work, to being the changes that, you know, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? What's going to happen? All those various aspects of fear. It's not just one level. It feels like it's got many different levels within you. So all the various levels, we want to reach out to all of that, and we want to just let all of it kind of gently come down and bring it up inside of you. And then bring it up. And let that go. Okay. And then we feel like there's more. And so, again, the thoughts that have their alignment with that, we want to just pull down those thoughts and let that come down and let that come down and then bring it up. Okay. So as we begin, so that feels better to us, so we feel a little more clarity. How about with you? Can you feel any shift with that yet?
Mm-hmm. My head doesn't hurt anymore.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that. You know, and as we were kind of pulling down that energy from your head, it feels to us as if there is a job coming up for you, and it's like we see you reading about it, and we see you finding about it through networking, like somebody, either some sort of a blog thing that you're in or LinkedIn or one of those types of things that has a network of people, someone is talking about it. So it feels like there have not been a lot of potentials around you, and we don't feel like there's, and still we don't feel like there's a lot of potentials, but this one, for some reason, is just kind of blinking its light at us, and it feels like it's something that is like either you read about it recently or it's coming up to your awareness like right now. And it feels like someone that's been looking for a job for a while and hasn't found the right person for it. So that's why we have that sense of it kind of sort of being in the past. And that being said, we do have a sense of you getting a job, and there's potential, actually, you know, this is so crazy. We see this one job that keeps coming up to our awareness and that comes through the networking, and yet it feels like it's a stepping stone to something else, as if you take the job and then you get promoted or shifted to something else within the company, because it feels like there's a two-step thing. And But it just feels like the essence that we would like to see for you is that there are opportunities there. And in fact, have you been considering moving, or is that something that you're not considering?
Oh, yeah, I am. I just don't know where.
Okay. So we feel a sense of you moving because of this job, and it doesn't feel like it's anything out west or to the south. Didn't you say, are you in New Jersey, was it?
Yeah, but I'm, like, living in Georgia, too.
Oh, you're in Georgia. That's where I am.
Or
Shelley is.
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you little metaphysical little events, like on Roswell Road or something?
No, we're not on Roswell Road. Shelley does not have an office like that. But she was at that expo this weekend, so if you were there.
Yeah, at the expo. Yeah, they usually, I think I saw you there at one great event.
Well, how about that? What a small world.
Yeah.
So anyway, looking at this, we cannot remember what we may have said to you over the weekend, if we did a reading for you then. But
No, I didn't get one. I wasn't there, but I'm not sure if you were there, like, previously, like a month or two ago. They usually have, like, once a month.
Oh, okay. Nope. She doesn't do those, so nope, this is something different.
Okay.
So anyway, in looking at you, it does feel like you've really needed to let go of a lot of old energy, and we do have a sense of you moving, and we do feel you more in the northeast again, if you're thinking about wanting to go back up there. We didn't have a sense of you, we could totally eliminate out west, but we do want to say that we do have a sense of you moving kind of further north of where you are, and it feels like it's not necessarily New York or New Jersey, but for some reason we're getting Connecticut or Rhode Island or something that feels like it's closer to the ocean,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even like eastern New Jersey or something like that.
Okay.
But with having trouble with getting the job, for us the biggest thing that we see about this is that it's really important for you to be able to let go of that frustration that you've had and move on into something that feels that feels in like the new potential. And it's hard when you're stuck in the middle of something that's very stressful and hard for you. But everything that you can do to consciously focus on releasing the energy, just like we were doing to clear it with you, even if you just take a deep breath in and say, let it go, let it go, let it go, phew, and just breathe out. Not even linking with any particular thing, but letting it go like that, it will assist you.
Okay. Do you know what, because I'm trying to see what job position or title to even look for. Do you know, the title? Because I'm, so all over the place.
Well, this one that looks like it's popular for you, we're not seeing a particular title per se, but it feels like it's an office, it feels like office work, and it feels like it's either an office manager type thing where you're working with people and you're walking around a lot, but it does see that it has to do with computers also.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
I'm trying to figure out because I just graduated. And I'm, looking for, social work jobs and stuff for my, not sure if I should pursue getting my license or change
mm-hmm.
my career, but not sure yet.
Well, again, sometimes it does come through a little esoteric. So when you say social work, that feels to us like it does feel to us like it's that moving, that's communicating with people, it's moving around. So maybe you're not an office manager, but what an office manager would do is work with a number of different people, be proficient on the computer, and stuff like that. So our sense is that there are jobs available. It's just, we would say to you, when you're trying to figure out what to do, find out what you truly love to do. And if you say, I'm all over the place because I like a lot of different things and I don't want to restrict myself, then just realize that you can stay wide open like that, but then you may miss opportunities. So begin to just work with your own energies to try to figure out what you like, meaning, I want a job where I'm not stuck in an office all day. I can be outside. Okay, check. All right, I want a job where I'm going to be working with people because I really enjoy working and talking to people. Check. Okay, I don't want, or maybe even, I don't really like to have too much connection with people because they really get on my nerves, so I want to work with people, but I want part of my time to just be on a computer. Check. And this way, you're kind of figuring out what you like to do and what jobs may be available. And even as we're talking to you like this, it's now suddenly like a couple of other jobs have come up. So, in other words, at the very beginning when you were wide open and undefined, we only saw one job potential. And then the more that you just get in contact with and align with what you really like to do or what makes you happy, then more opportunities seem to come up.
Okay.
And are you considering getting your master's degree maybe and doing like a licensed social worker?
Yeah, I already got the master's. I just have to get my license, but I wasn't sure if I wanted to get it.
Exactly. That's that bit of, do you really want to talk to people about their problems all day long, or do I really want to do something else? Yeah. So just become clear with it. We think that you could do whatever you want to do, and that once you are more defined in what you have, then you will be able to find the work that you are seeking.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you so much. That was such a help because I was so confused.
Thanks for being here.
Well, you're very welcome. Good luck to you. We see you getting a job very shortly.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone, coming in tonight, because we are just during prime time. We're currently in the number one slot in spirituality, and we're on the front page of Blog Talk Radio in the number 8th live show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So we're getting lots of supportive energy, and more people are coming into the chat room now because once you get on the front page, people notice and they're being drawn to the wonderful energy that you're sharing. And so I am just so thankful to have you here tonight.
Well, good. And thank you so much.
Yes, we're really drawing some beautiful energy. So
yes, thank you.
But, of course, it's all together. I almost hesitate sometimes to say that when it happens because it's just, but I feel like we're thankful. We're thankful for the people coming here. So, Okay. The next caller is at area code 214. So if you're at area code 214, I'm about to bring you on the line. Welcome to the show at area code 214. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yeah. So my question is, it's kind of similar between all the callers that have been calling in. I have been feeling a bit lost with my career, with my destiny, just basically life, really. I've had a lot of major changes happen. And so I guess I just wanted to, you know, touch base with Spirit and see what they had to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're feeling a few different things as you were talking about that. And we feel like some of these things that have happened were because you were not listening to Spirit. So it's almost like, okay, we're going to give you a little bit of a kick in the butt here to see if that doesn't get your attention. And in doing so, it's kind of pushed you or nudged you towards reevaluating what is important in your life. And we have a sense of you looking at the outside, meaning the things around you, as a means of trying to support you or realize what's good. And then the other thing that we're sensing is that as the more that you speak about this and the more that you are aware of what's happening around you, then it's helping you to define that essence of your divinity. Whew, sometimes when we say things, we're actually working with your energy, and the words that come out don't always make a whole lot of clear sense.
mm-hmm.
But anyway, so this is how we see you, is that we see you like looking back over the last couple of months or so as if you were disconnected, and we see you now as coming back into a much greater balance of who you are as your divinity and the human person walking this life. It does feel like there are a lot of changes around you, and it feels like most of those changes are complete, but there are still a few things that are going to continue to transition. Part of this transition has to do with you finding opportunities and potentials that do reflect who you are as the sole individual, and then allowing that to be what gets expressed outward. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it feels as if there were I don't know, we're not quite sure what it is, because there was a huge, it was like a, when you asked us how am I doing and what am I doing with this, it was like you gave us this big bag of energy, and within that bag it had a lot of the different things that you've been working through lately. And honestly, we feel like a lot of this stuff you've really resolved, but yet there's a part of you that says, maybe I haven't resolved it. It's like you're back-talking yourself, and it's bringing you backwards instead of continuing to move forward. So just like all the other people, how about if we release this bag that you handed to us, if that's all right with you?
That's great. That'd be awesome.
Okay. So we love this, because the others, they've been carrying it on their back. With you, you're carrying it in front of you. And so as you hand us over this bag, we are happy to take it from you. And as we receive this bag from you, may it be filled with everything that you've been ready to let go of, everything that is ready to be released that no longer serves you. And so we just take it from you, and we bring up anything else, whatever it may be. Bring it up, bring it up, bring it up. Oh, goodness. Okay. And then what we saw that was really cute, we see you as being extremely creative. Not only was it the fact that we saw you carrying it in front instead of in the back, and then we saw, as we transitioned that, like these bright colored balloons just kind of floating up from in front of you. And so we sense that you have a very creative nature, and that some of the work that you've been doing or some of the things that you've been transitioning into are things that allow you to be creative much more so than you have been in the past. And that feels like it's something that really is energizing you. And we also have a sense that there are some new things that are coming up that feel quite artistic, that maybe there's a part of you that's saying, I don't know if I'm good enough for this. I don't know if this is the right path for me. And yet it's when we really see you with those bright colored energies. So we would say to you, does this resonate with you? Is there something that you're thinking of as we pick up on that?
Yeah, creativity, some. I think what I've been going back and forth on is the path of acupuncture and energy healing, which I went
mm-hmm.
to school for. And I've just been struggling with finding, you know, just like the last caller, I have a master's degree in it, but I need to get licensed. And it's just finding that passion and that motivation again to get back into it and to, you know, carve out my own niche in it that reflects who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's...
Yeah, so as we're looking at you when you talk about that, there's a part of us that says you don't really want to do that, and that's why you haven't gotten your licensure, that you really, even though you have all that education and even though it's what you've been working towards all these years, it really doesn't resonate with you. It's like you got on a pathway and said, this is my goal, this is my intention, and that the more you got into it, the more you just decided you don't really want to do it. Although we see that you're actually quite talented with it, and we see that there's a lot of other energy work that you bring into it. So if you begin to, and so what we think is going on, and maybe this is that other person too, now that we have a little bit of space, it's like you're taking on more responsibility for the other person's healing than you need to. So when you, even though they come to you and they want to have healing, even though they come to you and they want to get relief of pain or relief of whatever it is that's going on, and you do the work that you're doing, when you do the work that you're doing and you do it from your highest potential and you do it from a space of love and awareness and acknowledgement, then that is the goal and the intention of how you are working. And if you always have the intention that it is in that person's highest interest, then you have to just let that go. And so when you take on responsibility that each person will feel better and that each person will be happy and that each person will love you and come back around and want to have more treatments and stuff, then you're suddenly putting limitation on yourself and you're taking on the responsibility and the burden of people healing that may or may not be in the place that they're ready to heal. So as we see this and as we talk about it in this manner, if you can let go that that burden that you're putting on yourself, then, and you come back around and look at it again, then maybe you'll feel like, oh, okay, now I'm ready to get my licensure. Now I'm ready to kind of go forward with this. Does that make sense to you, how we're seeing that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is for you, we see these brilliant, radiant colors that are filled with, that represent to us creativity. And so even if you don't think of yourself as creative, it doesn't always mean like painting and drawing and stuff like that. Creative is thinking, creative thinking, creative actions. It can come in many different ways. So ask yourself when you're considering whatever step you're going to take, is this tapping into my creative ability? Is this tapping into something that nurtures that creative aspect of myself? And as you get the answers to that, that may be the guidance that you need to know which direction to go.
Okay. Great.
Because
we
actually see you going back and getting your licensure for that.
Okay. And do you think that location, like physical location of where a person is, can affect who they become? I mean, I know it can affect who they can become, but, you know, like, because I know that all of us are born with greatness, have something in us that we're here to do. And I just don't want to miss that in myself.
Mm-hmm. Greatness comes from within you. And as you mm-hmm. said, everyone has that potential for greatness and you're born with it. So if you are in a place that has a lot of limitation in it, then that may be what is something that you are allowing to take on for yourself. So if you feel that the community in which you live doesn't have enough people in it that will support your business, then yes, it can cause you to have limitation in how far you're going to go with your business. But the limitation is always going to begin within you. So be aware that as you are in a state of balance and you are in a state of expansion and allowing and awareness, then you will know what needs to happen, because people can be in a very small community and still have a thriving, expanding business. So that they are an individual that is not caught up in that limitation.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you for calling, and I'm watching the chat room, which is really quite the active place tonight. I can always bring that chat down if I need to.
Well, it's had some characters, hasn't it, this time?
It really has. That's the first time I've ever had that happen. So it's really rather interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you to those of you who drew my attention to that. And we are going to bring our next caller on the line here. This person is at area code 727. So if you're at area code 727, I'm about to bring you on the line. And actually, there are two of you, so I got to be careful. This one's 727, and the next number is a 2. So I'm about to bring you on. Welcome.
Hello.
What is
Hi.
Your first name?
My name is Lisa.
Welcome, Lisa.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to know if you have any messages about my love life for me. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Lisa, so we invite you to take – oh, okay. We were going to say invite you to take a breath in, and obviously you know we're going to do that, because before we could even say it out, we felt you reaching out and opening up and connecting to us. And we actually see a number of different people around you. It feels like your love life is actually quite active. And so we have a sense that it's not really – or you would not be asking that question. But when we look at you energetically and we look at the people around you, our sense is that there are a number of people around you. But maybe what it is they're more like, what do you want to call it, casual relationships, or not something that you really want to be in a long-term, more serious relationship. So, but is that true? Does that resonate with you that there are like, we sense three or four like right around you right now?
I only have that one person I'm interested in right now. I'm not aware of the other people.
Okay. So if you can either say a name or do something that we can indicate that, so that we can know if it's one of these four that we're seeing.
Oh, his name is Dan, the one that I would like
to
know.
Dan, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so hi, Dan. We're reaching out to, is anyone here that named Dan? Okay. All right, so we can feel Dan's energy, and we see him around you. And when we were reaching out to him, like we said, again, this is looking at the energy around you. So sometimes, and sometimes it may be that other people may be interested in you, and you're just not really that interested in them and not paying attention to them, because we had a sense of Dan like walking between individuals and coming to the forefront, and he's like, here I am, I'm coming out. And so he strikes us as being kind of laid back just kind of a quiet individual that you might not always know what's going on with him because he's just kind of laid back energy.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that true about him?
Yeah, very true. He's very laid back.
Okay.
That's why I'm kind of like, what the heck?
Yeah, how interesting. Okay, so hi, Dan. We're some angels. We're working with Lisa right this moment. And we're just wondering if you can share with us a little bit about what you feel about Lisa and what do you think about this relationship and where it's going. Okay. Well, what he's saying back to us is that he's very interested in you. He thinks you're a beautiful person. He thinks you're full of life, and he thinks you're full of joy. And but he feels very, very cautious, and he's been burned in the past, we think, and so he's just not going to do anything quickly. He's not going to do anything spur of the moment. And so what he's sharing with us is that he's just going to take his time, and if she's willing to go slow and be patient with me, then I want to see where this goes. But for right now, he's just really holding back, and we think it's just due to the fact that he's been burned in the past, but he's very interested in you, and he thinks you're beautiful and full of light and joy and energy, and he would like to see where this goes if you're willing to give him the chance.
Oh, that's great. That's very good.
Why don't we give him a little nudge and see if it'll help and say, okay, so we've just conveyed all of that to Lisa, so how about if we give you a little nudge, just boom, okay. All right, Dan. So hopefully if you are open to receive, it is yours to choose if you so choose, and maybe see if things just start moving along a little bit with Lisa, and just let her know how you feel in the physical realm. Oh, boy, did you feel that shift in energy? Yeah. When this is what we don't try to control or manipulate anybody. When, you know, we receive messages if they're willing to speak with us, and then we send them potentials. And with him, we felt like he received it and just, whoop, sent out this, like, bolus of energy. So it felt pretty good to us. I hope that'll help to kind of get things moving for you, Lisa.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
Do you think that he will be reaching out to me? I mean, he has been kind of reaching out, but, like, I mean, I know it's slow and everything, but, and I'm pretty patient about the whole thing. I'm not in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. It's just, I'm
yeah,
still
it, Yeah, we just kind of tried to put that energy into him. It also feels like he's either busy at work or there was something that was distracting him, and maybe that's what gave us that sense of him being in the back of the crowd. So we're just gonna, you know, send him that other little impulse. Just, you know, don't forget you've got more than just work, and it's better to have a more balanced life and just reach out to her too. There we go. We sense that you do need to just kind of shake it up. And in your prayers and meditation, you can just reach out to him like we did and just kind of shake it up like you're shaking up a bag, and then just have that sense of putting out the intention that you are open to receive.
Okay. Yeah, it was hard on me because it seemed like we were kind of getting close, and then he would not admit that he had any feelings for me, and he kept pushing me away and, like, saying things like, we're not a couple, and I got very hurt, but I'm not hurting anymore over it. Like, now I'm like, yeah, he likes me. He just wants to go slow, but he says things that are different than what he actually feels, which is very confusing. You know what I mean? Like, like when somebody
to let you guys know that the live show's about to end. We've come right to the end. We
good
only
luck
have
to you.
A little over a minute.
Okay. Do we want to quickly get someone else in here?
Well, we can go
or not,
into
or do we not have
overtime.
Time.
I think we probably don't have time before the end of the live show, unless
okay.
you want to stay
at all, but I do want to let those of you leaving the live show, Shelley's website is goddesslight.net, and you've been hearing Shelley Dressel, and she just has wonderful energy. Thank you so much, Shelley. And also, really quick, we'll go slightly into overtime at least. Those of you leaving the live show, frontierbeyondfear.com is the place to learn about this show. The next live show is Tuesday, June 10th, 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, with David Bennett, who's a near-death experience survivor. And I want to let everybody know about a special show Saturday, June 14th at 7 p.m. Pacific with Marta Waterman, who is David Wilcox's mother. Those of you who are aware of David Wilcox, he's a very popular speaker, and she often goes on tour with him. Very inspirational. So thank you, live show listeners, for being with us. And we'll go slightly into overtime here in a second. If you want to hear the Overtime Live, you have to dial in to 310-807-5104. So thank you, live listeners. I'm so glad you've been here tonight.
Well, and thank you so very much, Susan, for having me here. I've really enjoyed chatting with all these people, and I've enjoyed having the opportunity to connect with you in this way. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Shelley. I was going to hold you over just for a second
so that I could
thank you as completely as I'd like to. That came so quickly to the end, and we do get a lot of listeners in the podcast, so we're actually still talking to those of you across time who are listening and those of you on the line. We have a number of people on the teleconference tonight, and you're still with us, so...
Okay, good.
But I do want to have the time to thank you fully, Shelley. I mean, what a wonderful evening of interaction. I mean, just beautiful readings for people and clearings. I love the clearing that you've done here tonight. So thank you
Well,
so
thank
much
you very much.
Here.
And I found it was really interesting how the like the one individual that was looking for work and not really sure of what she was doing, and then to have the second one talking about something similar, and when we worked with that one and clearing her, then suddenly the first one looked, oh, hey, that was clearing the first one too. It just is, it's just, that's to me how energy is. It's very translucent these days. It's got a crystalline foundation, and so it can be very transparent. And there are certainly certain things in people's energy fields that are kind of locked and solid, but there are also many, many other things that are just very translucent, and you can create change much easier than you used to be able to.
Yeah. And, you know, it looks like we had some dark energy in the chat room again. It's like,
boy, didn't we?
I do more live shows at night. And those of you, with, of course, these are podcast listeners, so they can't really see the chat, but I've brought the chat down completely now.
I logged out of it, too.
Yeah, it's gone. Well, I killed the chat. It's gone. So you can't really even be in it anymore. But anyway, those of you who are still with us on the teleconference line, thank you for your patience with the chat. If we continue to have evening shows with so many listeners, we may have to get a special chat administrator just for that, because it's just very unusual. I have not had that happen ever. But you
well,
know, sometimes
I think sometimes
the light energy
too,
draws the dark. You know, I don't
I
know.
I think that's absolutely true sometimes, and I haven't had that experience myself either.
I mean,
but other people I know and friends of mine that work like this have talked about having experiences like that. So.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is, and I'm not going to put any more focus on it.
No,
but
it's gone. We've cleared it away.
Yep,
but it's
exactly
kind of you know, it's just part of the planet Earth experience, I guess. You know,
it is indeed.
and you know what? We get a little light into all the corners, I hope, you know, of the world. That's the idea, is to just keep shining the light. And I do want to give you one more chance, Shelley, for, again, a lot of people are still on the teleconference line and listen to the podcast. Tell us about your teleconference and anything you have coming up, and then we'll close out the show.
Okay, sure. I offer a free teleconference. It's actually been going on for 11 years now, and in this, the Goddess of Creation, I call it a meditation because what we decided way long time ago was that if we're going to be working with people, we didn't want to just talk to people and give like a lecture each time. We wanted it to be interactive so everybody could have their own experience, whether it was releasing something or empowering them with something else. So they're very, very powerful highlight vibrations. And you can see all of the history of them. I've been doing them for 10 or 11 years, and all of them are on my website, goddesslight.net. And then in addition to that, I do private work and I do group channels and just all sorts of different things. And you can see all of that on my website, which I'm actually thinking about transitioning and bringing in something new. But as far as online courses, in September, I haven't posted the dates yet, but in September I'm going to do an online opening the channel class. And for those people that live in the Georgia area, I do have some classes in person coming up, and those are on there. Oh, you can talk to me through Facebook. That's how Susan and I had reconnected here with Facebook. So let's see. I always tell myself to write things down in advance, and I forget. So there probably are other things, but I can't remember.
That should give them a good idea, and, you know, we'll be looking for your new website. That'll be nice to see, and, you know, I'm just so glad that you're doing all this wonderful work in the world.
Thank you.
So thank you again for being here tonight. And
appreciate it, and for all of those that didn't have an opportunity to actually speak directly to us, just be aware that I'm sending you out light, love, and energy, and hopefully those answers that you are seeking will come to you perhaps in your dream state this evening.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much. I think we all appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Just wonderful energy. So I feel all tingly now. It's going to be a good night. Thank you again.
I agree.
It's already been. I guess we will close out the show then tonight. And I want to thank all the listeners for being here again. And you take care, Shelley. I look forward to continuing to follow you on Facebook, where you have so many nice updates. And I invite listeners to find you there as well.
Exactly. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it, Susan. Have a lovely evening.
You too. Take care. I'm just going to once again, for the podcast audience, remind you that frontierbeyondfear.com is where you go to learn about this program. And we will be back on the air Tuesday, June 10th at 12 noon Pacific with NDE survivor David Bennett. So I hope you will join us then. Have a wonderful night, or whenever this show finds you, since you may be listening at any time. I hope that you find peace and on your path, and you feel the wonderful energy of love and joy that we all experience tonight.